The 12-person jury is set to hear opening statements in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. And we break down what is in the $95 billion foreign aid package passed by the House. The Morning Rundown starts now.
From the Straight Arrow News Studio, bringing the stories that matter to you from across the United States and around the world, this is the Morning Rundown.
Today is Monday, April 22nd. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kara Rucker. Today we'll see the first time in U.S. history opening statements will be delivered in a criminal trial against a former American president. Prosecutors will lay out their case to the 12-person jury in the Manhattan courtroom, accusing former President Donald Trump of an illegal conspiracy they say was meant to conceal criminal conduct that hid damaging information from voters ahead of the 2016 presidential election. The 34 counts of falsifying business records that Trump faces center around hush money payments given to adult film star Stormy Daniels by Trump's then-attorney Michael Cohen, with prosecutors saying when Trump repaid Cohen, he covered up the payments in his company's records. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, and his lawyers have argued the payments to Cohen were legitimate legal expenses. Both Cohen and Daniels are expected to testify in the trial that is estimated to take 6 weeks. Trump says he will also take the stand. Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanch, will give the opening statement for the defense, where he's expected to tell the jury that both Cohen and Daniels cannot be trusted as they have it out for the former president. If convicted, Trump faces a maximum of 4 years in prison for each count. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case surrounding whether cities can fine and jail the homeless for sleeping outside on public property, or if that is considered cruel and unusual punishment. This stems from the Oregon city of Grants Pass banning homeless encampments from public parks, leading to fines starting at $295 and jail sentences of up to 30 days for repeat offenses. The city says its law bans anyone from camping on public property, not just the homeless. A federal appeals court ruled against the city, saying the ban violates the Eighth Amendment by punishing those without a place to live when the city does not provide adequate housing options. Grants Pass argues fines and short-term jail terms are not cruel and unusual, turning to the Supreme Court to decide on the matter. The justice's ruling could have a significant impact on the way cities across the country regulate homeless encampments. Over the weekend, the House passed a $95 billion foreign aid package. Speaker Mike Johnson led the effort despite dissent within his own party, turning to Democratic colleagues for support. The package was made up of four different bills, directing $60 billion to Ukraine in its war with Russia, including funding for military training and weapons. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking with NBC's Meet the Press about what the aid means to his country.
And I guess the question is, can Ukraine now win this war, or is the United States merely giving you enough aid to prolong this war?
Thank you. I think this support will really strengthen the armed forces of Ukraine, and we will have a chance for victory if Ukraine really gets the weapons system, which we need so much, which the thousands of soldiers need so much. And this aid should not be just spread in thin layer all over, but it has to end up in tangible weapon systems.
The House's package also includes $26 billion for Israel, which sees additional funding for the country's missile defense systems. $8 billion goes to the Indo-Pacific to support Taiwan over concerns of a potential Chinese invasion. The fourth bill includes, among other items, an updated measure seeking the Chinese company ByteDance to sell the social media app TikTok, extending the deadline from 6 months to a year. The package now heads to the Senate, where voting is expected to begin on Tuesday. This morning, the Israeli military announced its intelligence chief is stepping down, becoming the first resignation of a senior figure since Hamas's attack on October 7th. The IDF saying Major General Aharon Haliva has requested to end his position. Haliva has stated the Israeli intelligence department under his command failed to warn of Hamas's assault, and he took full responsibility. In his resignation letter, Haliva wrote that he carries that day with him and will carry the horrible pain of the war with him forever. Haliva served with the IDF for 38 years. Terry Anderson, a prominent Associated Press correspondent who became one of America's longest-held hostages, died Sunday due to complications from heart surgery. Anderson was abducted in Lebanon in 1985 and held captive for nearly 7 years by Islamic militants. After his release in 1991, he wrote a best-selling memoir, Den of Lions, detailing his harrowing experience. Anderson passed away at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York. He was 76 years old. Finally this morning, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced the group of musicians who will make up the class of 2024. The inductees include Mary J. Blige, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest. In addition, the late Jimmy Buffett will be honored with the Musical Excellence Award. The ceremony will stream live from Cleveland on Disney Plus on October 19th. These are your top stories for this Monday. Unbiased, straight facts, that's Straight Arrow News. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kara Rucker. Have a great day.